Next, we're going to track the effects of a migration of military personnel. Tens of thousands of troops are expected to be transferred to eastern North Carolina in the next few years. The military is shutting down Army bases in other parts of the country and concentrating troops at Fort Bragg. The new arrivals will strain local school and road systems, but communities surrounding the base also hope they're going to fuel an economic boom. Megan Williams, a member station WHQR, has more.
If you're a company that supplies the U.S. military, the counties around Fort Bragg have something they want you to hear.
11 diverse counties with individual assets and strong ties to the military have combined to create a unique region and synergy found nowhere else. The All-American Defense Corridor.
The marketing strategy captured in that promotional DVD is just one of the many ways North Carolina is trying to woo military contractors into following the troop growth. The idea is to turn more boots on the ground into more dollars in the economy. Paul Dordal heads the regional task force behind the effort.
We've lost a considerable number, thousands of jobs to plant closures in the last 5 years, and we need to be able to transform our workforce from some of those lower paying jobs and that they lost out of the plants to some of the higher technology jobs. So you'll see a complete transformation of the economy and the workforce.
To help with that transformation, Dordal's task force is getting a lot of aid from the state. In the past few years, North Carolina has set up several organizations to help more businesses win military contracts and encourage more contractors to locate here. North Carolina currently ranks 26th among states in the amount of money the Pentagon spends for goods and services, something people like Dordal are working to change.
We're trying to link the strengths in the area, the military assets, the research and development capabilities, the workforce, the infrastructure and the transportation capabilities. We think that's very attractive to defense companies, and we think that'll bring them into the area.
The crackle of a welding torch and the high whine of cutting equipment echo over armored vehicles scattered throughout the Tektronix plant in Robeson County. Located just down the interstate from Fort Bragg, Robeson is one place where this effort is already bearing fruit. Three military contractors opened up here in the past 3 years. Tektronix Vice President John Forsberg says being in Robeson County puts his company ahead of a coming boom.
Most companies right now, they're feeling this need to be within a 50-mile radius of Fort Bragg. So you're seeing more and more industry, and you'll see quite a bit more industry move into this area in the next 2 to 3 years as this thing goes down the line.
Tektronix employs a mix of locals, many trained specifically for their jobs by the local community college. Dordal says that's important, but so is retaining retiring soldiers. Several thousand soldiers and officers are discharged or separate from Fort Bragg every year. And Dordal, himself a retired brigadier general, says bringing in more companies could keep that experienced talent from leaving the area.
The problem in the past is that we haven't had the jobs in the area to retain, especially the senior leadership that's retiring out of the military like myself. And this gives us the opportunity to create those kind of jobs and retain the type of people that you'd like in your community that become community leaders.
But even with more resources devoted to harnessing the region's military growth, one community leader is a bit skeptical. Mac Ledgerton, head of Robeson County's Center for Community Action, says the region has a history of putting all its eggs in one basket.
In the past, we put too many eggs in the manufacturing basket. And prior to that, there were too many eggs in the agricultural. So as we look toward the future, we really need to diversify our economy.
For those who do believe the military can really improve the region's economy, Robeson County also shows how far there is to go. The 350 jobs brought in by military contractors in the past 3 years equal the number lost from the last two textile plant closings. For NPR News, I'm Megan Williams.